Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with another episode of Heart to Roommate. Let's go ahead and get started. This room is always filled with tons of surprises. Maritan, you're cute, but you always look so subdued. Subdued? Hey, I've been wondering if I could coordinate Maritan's fashion every once in a while. You could. Tomoe does her best to coordinate beauty on Marimu. Oh my, she's so cute. See, I thought these things would suit Marimu, and I was right. A rabbit? Slurp, slurp. We find unexpected skill and prettiness this way. I guess everybody has an unexpected side or two, like that person. Yusuke exposed. Hey, Yusuke. Oh, Miss Yagami, what can I do for you? I stammer as Miss Yagami hails me. I'm about to get ready to go home in the ladies' room. She looks straight into my eyes and says, I have a question. Recently, students have seen an unfamiliar girl in the Harukaze dorm. Really? I have a bad feeling about this. The girl wears glasses just like yours. She's slim but tall for a girl, just about your height. Oh yeah? Oh my. Is she trying to trick me? Does she already know everything? Do I think this way because I'm feeling guilty about what I'm doing? No one knows about... No one knows about this girl. I wonder which room she lives in or which class she attends. Is that so? By the way, you live in an apartment, don't you? I want to visit your place to see how you're doing, hee hee. Is she intentionally hunting me down? Sounds like it. However, Miss Yagami doesn't ask me anything else about this mysterious girl. Okay then, I've got to take care of club activities. You want to join one? I have a list of recommendations. No thanks, see ya. I run away from her. A list of clubs, she must be in charge of all of them. She's so kind, and that's why she couldn't refuse when people asked her to become a coach in more than 10 club activities. Is she kind, or does she just like people? Yusuke? Oh, hey, Moe Moe, I meant Tomoe. Even though I've officially become a temporary roommate, I should call her by her name when we're alone. Tomoe and I pass each other in the hallway. She's heading out somewhere. Are you doing the student union stuff? Uh-huh, I'm returning these books. I see. Tomoe still looks stiff in front of me. I wonder if she just feels uncomfortable because she doesn't like boys, or maybe it's just me. Well, no wonder. I accidentally peeped at her without a shred of clothing on. Did you say something? No, it's nothing. I want to make a better impression of myself to her, because we're roommates now. Let me help you, Tomoe. I forcibly take some of the books in her hands. Then I start walking towards the library. Let's finish this up quickly and go home, alright? Yeah, sure. Tomoe shyly, cautiously maybe, follows me. Her bashful manner is somewhat attractive. What am I thinking? Focus, Yusuke! I'll take care of the higher shelves. Don't worry, this is my job. Besides, you don't know where to put back these books. Well, that's true, but... She returns all the books to where they're supposed to be. Wow, she's like a librarian. She said it's her job. Yep, she's serious about her task. Then I hear a small, familiar scream. Uh-oh. Tomoe, are you all right? I'm fine. I just lost my balance, that's all. She's standing on a ladder and placing the books back on the shelf. She doesn't look like a person with reflexes. She looks scary on the ladder. Here, let me do that. No, let me finish this, but... I'd appreciate it if you would hold the ladder for me. Sure, no problem. I firmly hold down on the ladder. It won't move now, even if Tomoe loses her balance again. I'm not doing this to impress her, but I hope she is. I look up at her as I expect this, and I realize I failed her again, because I see what I'm not supposed to see now. Oh my! I'll be done in a minute. Yusuke? Okay, take your time. Why are you looking away from... Ah! Tomoe realizes it. I can clearly see her panties from here. Oh no, I... She pulls the hem of her skirt down with her hands. And quite naturally, the books that were in her hands obey the law of gravity. A couple of big, fat, hardcover books hit me on the head. I release the ladder and cover my head in pain. Tomoe completely loses her balance. Now she falls on me. Ouch! Romoe, Furfuholet? I bear the pain and ask her, are you alright? But I don't sound right. Something is covering my face. I can't see a thing. Something soft is wrapped around my face. Anyway, I have to sit up. Then I hear a sorrowful moan as I rise up. Ah, no! What do you mean, no? Yusuke, please don't move. Oh! I'm such a man of vivid imagination, but I've never dreamed of this somewhat unique position with Tomoe. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You don't need to apologize. I'm the one who lost my balance. Still, if I hadn't seen your... I asked you to hold the ladder. Don't worry. The way she behaves is totally different from Asumi. We both try to take full responsibility for this. Anyway, Tomoe was on me in such an erotic... No, stop it, Yusuke. Hold on. Oh, no, you can't go back. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. I better stop remembering about the incident. Her white panties and everything inside were clinging to my face. If Asumi discovers what happened, it'll be a mess. Don't ever, ever tell anybody. Please, Yusuke. Oh, of course not. Tomoe seriously looks into my eyes. She has nothing to worry about. I won't say a thing about today. Now Tomoe and I have a secret to share. I don't feel bad, though. Hey, Yusuke. Tomoe yells my name and stops me. But it's too late. Good evening, Tomoe. And you are? Excuse us, Miss Yagami. Tomoe tells her and grabs my arm. She violently leads me inside the dorm. True, I should never let Miss Yagami see me in this costume, but if I run away from her like this, I'll draw attention as well. For now, though, I care more about Tomoe's warm hand. What were you thinking? I'm sorry. You don't need to apologize. It's actually my fault. No, that's not true. Only if I haven't done it. It's your fault. Both of you. Sorry. We can't talk back to Asumi. Asumi. We'll do that again. You can't talk back to Asumi. There's no use trying to protect each other here. Still, what Asumi says is right. The situation doesn't look good. People are already talking about the mysterious girl enough around here. Now Miss Yagami saw her with Moe Moe, right? Yeah. Moe Moe, Miss Yagami will summon you and ask you about Yusuke. Tomoe is so diffident and honest. If she's called by, she's called in by Miss Yagami and ask about me. It's unusual, but the air in here feels heavy. During the night, Toshibo visits me. I see a letter tied to his back. It's really my fault, Yusuke. I'm sorry. But it's really not her fault. All right, then. If she's called in by Miss Yagami, I'll show up instead. I make up my mind. However, she didn't call. Yeah, right. I couldn't sleep. The next morning, nothing has happened since the incident. Maybe we just worried too much? Or perhaps Miss Yagami didn't see me. Either way, it's good to see that nothing has happened. Hey, good morning to the people from the suspicious room. We heard a rumor that you have a mysterious girl, a huge cat, and a beastly boy in your room. Is that true? Be careful. Somebody might catch you and have you all expelled. The trio de bitches. They're spiteful as always. However, what they said isn't that far from the truth. Someone will find out about our secret sooner or later. What are we going to do? Don't cry, Moe Moe. We have to fight. Let's fight for the love we share. I appreciate their kindness. However, I can't have my roommates risk themselves anymore. I'm the one who's responsible for all this trouble. Well, except for Toshibo. I have to resolve this by myself. I hide behind my roommates on our way to the school and make up my mind. Good. I put on a girl's uniform and spring out of the men's bathroom. A male student nearby looks astounded to see me. I don't care right now, because I'm going to fight a duel with Miss Yagami. I can't think of anything now. I walk around the huge school building and finally find her. She's coaching the calligraphy club. She sees me through the half-open door. She tells her students to wait inside and comes out of the room. You, I remember you. Can I have a word with you, Miss Yagami? Good, I've wanted to talk to you too, but not now. I'll wait outside until you finish. I also have a gardening club and a capsule toy club after this. Then I'll wait. What the hell is a capsule toy club? Anyway, I decide to wait for her to finish everything. Sorry to make you wait. It's kind of late, isn't it? No, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're busy, but... Hey, you talk like a boy. You sound cute. Oh. Well, it's easier for me. Anyway, it's late. Why don't you come to my house? May I? Of course, let's eat something good. All of a sudden, I'm invited to her house with a girl's clothes on. I can't bear the silence. My sole purpose in being here is to tell Miss Yagami that I'm not a friend of Tomoe's. Then she won't bother Tomoe about me. Miss Yagami might find out who I actually am. Heck, I'll worry about that later. Again, I'll take sole responsibility for this. Those girls shouldn't have been involved in this to begin with. So I think, but I'm so tense now. I want to clear this heavy atmosphere, but I can't come up with a good icebreaker so far. She must be testing this mysterious girl. Am I thinking too much? I have to relax before I say something I shouldn't. Excuse me, Miss Yagami. Miss Yagami? Miss Yagami? She's looking down at the floor when she suddenly jumps. Then she slowly turns to me and murmurs. Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep. Wow. Ah! Oops. I'm kind of tired. Phew. She's always so busy. She must be exhausted. But still, is it possible to fall asleep while you're walking? Yes, you can. Superstars sleep like this to save time, you know. And I was actually doing that yesterday. No shit. I was actually closing my eyes while they were talking. Because, it was the day before yesterday. The one where I was really tired. Oh, yeah. I was closing my eyes while they were talking, and I was opening them to read them. So I was giving my eyes a rest. That's a lie. She looks around the dimly lit surroundings and gently smiles at me. It's still gonna take a while to get to my place. Good night. She's amazing. She looks down again and closes her eyes. But she keeps walking at the same pace. I've never seen anything like this. Oh. I hear the thunderous sound of horns coming from the other side of the road. One, two, more than 10 of them? They're highly modified tractors. Are they the ones Asumi once told me about? They're the team called Tractors at Sunset. They're local farmers and car racer wannabes. They modified their tractors and started a racing team. Those old men cruise around town before it gets too dark outside. They follow the traffic rules, so they're quite harmless. The only thing they do wrong is spread cold mud around and what the... Miss Yagami, the mud! Wah! Let me see. What should I do? I'm in the bathroom now. The bathroom in Miss Yagami's apartment, to be exact. She kept walking in her sleep. I tried to protect her and got covered with cold mud. Miss Yagami got a little mud in her hair and on her glasses. And she woke up all right. She led me to the bathroom as soon as we got to her apartment. I don't think she's peeping at me. I hurriedly take my clothes off and jump into the bathroom. I won't get out of this mess if she sees me like this. The hot shower washes everything away. Now, how can I get out of here? Miss Yagami told me she would wash my clothes and dry them right away. But I can't stay here naked until they're done. What am I going to do? Oh? What I'm seeing right now is, it's a person on the other side of the glass door. The person is taking her clothes off. Taking her clothes off? Well, this is something that isn't just anime anymore. I'm joining you. My hair is messed up, you know. Maybe I shouldn't sleep while I'm walking, huh? Hehe. Miss Yagami, I'm coming out, so please wait for me to... Hey, are you embarrassed? Don't worry. It's kind of rare to see a shy girl like you nowadays. That's not what I'm saying. Ah! She's coming in. There's no way out. Uh-oh. Yep. Look what crap he got himself into now. And how can nobody tell? This is it. Everything is over now. I quickly turn away from her, but she'll find out any second. No matter how thin I am or how well I hide my package, she'll find out. Hey, you don't need to stand in the corner. You're really a shy girl, aren't you? No, I told you to. Wow, she's bare naked. She comes closer to me step by step. She is naked. My privates vividly reflect the sight. Don't come any closer. You're too close to me. Miss Yagami, I... Oh? She touches my back without warning. Her hand slides down my back as if she's searching for something. Then she says... You have a nice build for a girl. You think? You think? I can't see you clearly without glasses. But you look like an athlete. Are you a member of a sports club? I don't answer her. Instead, I ask her a question. Miss Shigami, are your eyes that bad? Uh-huh. I'm almost blind without glasses. It's very inconvenient in the bathroom, you know. That's very unfortunate. This must be providential help. Miracles do happen. I'm saved by a wonderful coincidence. Okay, Miss Yagami, I'm done. Hey, let me wash your back. Hold on. You really have a nice build. Why don't you join my breaststroke club? No thanks. What's the difference between the swimming club and the breaststroke club anyway? You only need to learn one style so you'll quickly improve and you won't get as tired. What a strange subject. She starts washing my back. I can't evade her anymore. I can't stop praying that she won't find out my secret. Miss Shigami obviously doesn't care about my feelings and continues asking me. Can I ask you a question? Sure, you can. What's your name? My name? I quickly think. A girlish name, a fake name, anything, anything now. But I almost panic and can't come up with one. I can't tell you that. You can't? How come? Because of my personal reasons. I see. Uncomfortable silence. She doesn't ask me any further about my name, but that doesn't mean that she stops asking me questions. I haven't seen you around. Did you transfer here recently? I know how you feel. Sometimes it's hard to adjust to a new environment. Yes. She's misunderstanding, but what she says is very kind. Good. She thinks I'm a newcomer at the school. There's less chance of my identity being exposed, I think. However... I have a transfer student in my class. His name is Mr. Sawada. Pound. Speaking of Mr. Sawada, you resemble him. I'll bet. My heartbeat is skyrocketing. What am I doing here? I'm losing it. I get it. You are Mr. Sawada. Oh. Mr. Sawada's sister, aren't you? No, I'm not. Really? I just thought that the two of you look a lot alike. Oh. I sigh. I try to relax now. The situation isn't good for my heart. I must get away from here immediately. She sticks to me. It feels so good. Her two bulges are warm and soft. Again, my heartbeat skyrockets. Something else raises its head again as well. Excuse me, but... Yes? What's this? Which is? This. Miss Shigami sticks her arm out to my groin. To my swelling dick. I can't move or say a thing. I don't know how to react. I'm completely flustered. Hey, I'm terribly sorry. I must run away right now. I quickly head for the door. However, the floor is slippery with liquid soap. I slip on the tile floor. Wah! I see everything go upside down as I float in the air. Time stops for a moment, but my fate won't change a bit. The floor is so smooth I can't get a grip on it. I fall on my back and feel a sharp pain. I'm slowly losing my sight. My mind ceases to function. What have I done? Am I that stupid? Yep, I guess I am. I hear something. It's Miss Yagami's shout of surprise. Hey, are you alright? Is this really... Her slim white fingers are grabbing my dick. Miss Yagami realizes what she's holding and screams! Does it still hurt? The voice wakes me up. Actually, I've been awake for a while, but I lost my sense of reality for a while and couldn't understand what she had said. Oh, it hurts! Don't try to get up now. You hit your back pretty hard, but... Listen to your teacher, Yusuke. Yes, ma'am. Wait a minute. I'm a bit surprised, but it's no wonder. Even though she's nearsighted, she must have found out my true identity by now. What do I do now? What do I tell Asumi, Tomoe, and Marumu? I came here to see Miss Yagami by myself and blew it by myself. There's only one choice left for me. Tell her it's all my fault that I've lived in the girls' room. Using my arms not to hurt my back again, I slowly sit up. I open my mouth as she gazes at my face. Miss Yagami, there's something I need to tell you. I can't believe that I couldn't tell it was you. Your clothes were different, but your voices sounded the same. That's true. I show her my tout smile. Still, I have to tell her. Before I can open my mouth again, Miss Yagami points at the table and says, okay, let's eat something. We can talk later. Oh, okay. I feel a little saved, her usual warm and tender smile. Her smile purifies my guilty conscience a little bit. Miss Yagami? Yes, what's up? Doesn't it taste good? Yes, it tastes great, but you bought all this at a convenience store? I was thinking she served me her own home cooking, but I see only ready-made TV dinners in front of me. You know what? This half-cooked sukiyami bowl is good. I thought it was a joke, but it's not. Is that so? Can't she cook? Or isn't she good at it? I wonder. Doesn't her boyfriend say something about it? Wait, perhaps she doesn't have a boyfriend at all. Then I realize, the clothes I'm wearing right now, they're men's clothes. Do they belong to her boyfriend? However, this room doesn't show any signs of his presence. Did she buy these for me while I was passed out? But all the stores are closed by now. I have a lot of things to think about. I eat without tasting any of it. Dinner is finished. It's my confession time. I'll tell her everything, and at the same time, I'll try not to say too much about Asumi and her roommates. Excuse me, Miss Yami? Yes, tell me your story. Why you had to wear a girl's costume and go in the girl's dorm. That's because... Did you do that to see your favorite girl, like Tomoe? No, that's not true. Tomoe's more like she avoids me when we're in the same room. The same room? Oh, I did it again. I curse my stupidity. I have no way out now. Miss Yagami? Ha ha ha, you're funny. I never dreamed of you doing that. Don't laugh at me so much. I tell her the whole truth. She just keeps laughing at me while I speak. Sorry, but... But I can't stop laughing. I didn't know a boy lives in the Harukaze dorm. I guess it's time for me to leave, but please don't force the girls out of there too. Uh-oh. But I have to. No matter who they are, those who break the rules must be punished. No, no! She tells me in a cold tone, then she starts chuckling. How can she smile like that? I feel bad. As she sees my tout face, she returns to her usual self and continues. Well, no one broke the rules in this case. I can't punish anyone if there's no one to punish. Oh? I must look pretty stupid with my mouth wide open. I'm at a complete loss about what she's talking about. She puts on a mischievous smile and tells me. Harukaze dorm regulations clearly state that you may not take any male student inside. I know that, and the fact is those girls broke those regulations. But you just told me that you live in the dorm. Yeah, so?
That's
then they didn't take a boy in. Hence, it's not against the regulations. I lean forward and tell her, that's it? I don't think your logic works in this case, though. You want me to punish you, then? Of course not, which means... She smiles and says... I'll inform the faculty that the mysterious girl is just a transfer student, and there's no problem at the Harakaze dorm. She just visits there to see her friends, that's all. So thank you very much. I'm glad, I'm relieved, she saved me. But I still don't understand why Miss Yagami helps me this much. I appreciate her, but I don't get it. Miss Yagami stares at me with serious eyes while I feel these mixed emotions. If something goes wrong, not only you guys, but I will be punished as well. Miss Yagami. Well, if that's the case, I'll take sole responsibility for this. Another innocent person becomes involved. She'll become our strong ally, but in a sense, she's victimized because of my mistakes. I'll try and get out of there as soon as possible. By the way, Yusuke, I need to tell you something. Yes, ma'am? She passes me the cleaned-up uniform and smiles. You saw, didn't you? Saw what? Me naked. What? I can't see a thing without glasses, just like you, so... You saw me. Yes, I can't lie, you know. Then I must punish you, even though you're my student. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Miss Yagami looks dead serious, then she returns to normal and tells me like a teacher. I want you to come here occasionally and tell me the latest about you guys. How come? I want to be updated, just in case. Again, I have to thank her. Miss Yagami is now officially involved in this situation. I see stars. The sea of stars here is quite different from Tokyo's. I look up at the night sky and feel as if it's trying to suck me up. Then I murmur, Miss Yagami, you're too generous. All you female fans out there, thank you for waiting. I'm finally back. I've waited for 3 episodes. Moi Moi has been enduring some hard... I'll end the tyranny for. Clash of the Titans. Asumi versus Namiki. Moi Moi, I'm coming. Okay, so that's the end of the next episode. Well, that's the end of the current one. These episodes, they're not that long. But, yeah, I think we've had fun. I do like Heart to Roommate. It's set up in episode form, and it kind of makes it easy. So you're not reading just forever, you know. Not that some of you mind that, but I do like it where it's easy to kind of clip and all that. Just makes it easier on me. Again, you can buy the game. I mean, it's still on... I guess they're going to do a spring sale. Most Eroge stores do that. And even though, like, the ID bill is a thing that passed in my state, apparently, guys, doesn't seem like hentai is covered. I actually asked somebody in Louisiana to go check JAST, and JAST loads for them, so I can still buy my Eroge. Yay! Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with Heart to Roommate.